Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We are on track to pass the bill out of the House, as we've said from the very beginning, and get it over to the next stage by Memorial Day.
That's good. We're hoping we can get a big, beautiful bill here. And we've got Congressman Mike Boss on the phone with us this morning from the 12th District over in Illinois. Congressman, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me on in this day that we're starting to actually move through committees, the big, beautiful bill.
The big, beautiful bill. Yeah, absolutely. You know, of course, we get bits and pieces of it out here in the middle of the country here. And we hear that there might be tax cuts for tips or eliminating those, but those might have to be temporary or have a sunset provision.
Well, that's because to get it through the CBO score, there's certain things because of legislation here about, you know, it's kind of like with the Balanced Budget Act. You've got to show the saving, and CBO doesn't score things like if you have your household and you say, hey, I'm going to invest in this, it'll save me here. That save me here thing doesn't get counted by CBO. So we've got to actually get things to get across CBO. That's really wonky. I'm sorry to try to explain that.
That's all right. Well, I try to say it's like a shell game. I mean, it's like a Rubik's cube. You got a lot of moving parts.
Remember when we passed this tax bill in 2017, and I was here. We hadn't passed a tax bill since like 1975 or something like that. And when somebody asked, well, why does it take that long to pass a tax bill? Because it's hard. Because you have to, if you move one thing on the right, you've got another thing on the left you got to move to keep it balanced. So the thing is, right now, the reason why we're actually having to make sure these taxes that are out there that we're making permanent is that we, in 2017, to meet the CBO score, we had to make them temporary. Otherwise, they would score it so that we couldn't even take up the bill. So we made it temporary. But knowing that this day would come, and now we've got to get it back, and we're going to make sure those tax savings are permanent and regardless of what Democrats say, for lower and middle income families, the working man and woman that are out there, this is where their tax savings will be. And if we don't get it done, those taxes are going to go up extremely high.
We talked to Congressman Jason Smith yesterday on the show, and he thought that you all would be able to get something passed. I believe the date he gave was July 4th, basically the first week of July. Do you think that's a feasible date?
Here's what I believe. I believe that that the Speaker is wanting to get it. He means permanent, passed and signed in by the President, correct?
I would think so.
Yeah, because we're going to pass ours by Memorial Day. Then it's up to the Senate to try to move it across. And, you know, the Senate just moves things a lot slower than the House.
But, yeah. what are you most excited about in this, though? I mean, is it going to make President Trump's tax cuts permanent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it will make those tax cuts permanent. Now, the question is can we get the other tax cuts and find the offsets that we need to get what he has promised, and I hope we do, on tips, all these things. We're going to work for that. But the tax, we're going to get these tax cuts permanent that we did in 2017, that under his watch in 2017. That's exactly what we're going to do.
That's good.
We've been talking.
We have to. And remember this, that is the thing of the big, beautiful bill. You know, the Senate wanted to do this in two bills. Well, what would happen there is you'd pass the easy stuff, and then there's no way you're going to get the hard stuff passed. And that's what Mike Johnson actually explained to the senators and got the president to also lean on them. No, you got one bill. That way we get all the votes on it. It's not just the easy stuff, but it's the hard stuff and exactly what the president promises.
Speaking of these tax cuts and other things that Trump's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Been talking about, obviously, Trump just hit 100 days in office for the second term. How would you grade the first 100 days?
Well, let's look at this. 100 days of President Trump's second term. And let me tell you, I've never seen anything like this in my time in Congress, but I don't know that I've ever seen it in my life. Let me tell you what a difference it made. Border apprehensions dropped by 94%. 94% have stopped going across the border. Gas prices down 6.3. For my Illinois listeners, just so you know, when you see gas prices go up in July, it's not because of the federal government. Your state legislators have passed a large tax increase on your tax, yes, on your fuel. But yeah, so egg prices, how about that? They're down 56%. So we have deported over 100,000 illegal aliens. And then now U.S. manufacturers are coming right back to the states, and they're expanding their businesses. We're seeing multi-billion-dollar companies reinvesting in American. So I would say these first 100 days, first off, is probably more impressive than any president before. But I would say that the first 100 days, Trump has done more than Biden did in 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's true. Of course, that's not the message that you're hearing if you're listening to the mainstream media or Democrats right now. It's been a disaster. Well, it's a disaster for them. I listened to that speech in Michigan yesterday, Congressman, and I heard the president say, you finally got somebody in the White House who cares about the working man. He's in Michigan, which almost always elects a Democrat governor, right, and congresspeople and all that. It's a swing state. He won it again this year. And those union workers in that audience are taking note of this. This is a change in the paradigm.
But this, yeah, and this is not new for Trump. If you'll remember, in his first term, right after I was elected to Congress, and the people across the river there will know this, Granite City Steel, for the first time in 100 years, went idle. That was 3,000 employees that were laid off. Trump came through after Obama was there. I'm fretting because, I mean, it was right after I was elected. So I'm trying to argue we've got to do something to protect our steel industry. Trump comes in and he uses what's known as 232, which is a thing under the Commerce Act. At any rate, and he actually brought those 3,000 jobs back. And if you remember, The first rally in my district was not down in Carbondale, which is a huge rally, but it was with all those union employees at Granite City that went back to work.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, the state of Illinois have chased them down to Arkansas now, but that was a big thing because why? This is, you know, used to be the argument between Republicans and Democrat was between labor and management and everything like that. Now, Republicans and this president are the ones who's protecting people's jobs, making sure people stay working, bringing jobs back to this United States. And Democrats are still worried about all this woke stuff and making sure that they use EPA to destroy our jobs. So, you know, this is the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats now.
Well, it was on display yesterday in that speech. I just hope people were paying attention. I heard Gail King on CBS saying this morning, the president used his speech to attack his opponents, like, as if he's not getting attacked every day, right? Every day that he goes out there.
I do have one quick question for you, and that would be J.B. Pritzker was out over the weekend talking to Democrats in New Hampshire, calling for these mass protests and things like that. Do you think he is going to run for president? And if he did, would he be actually a serious contender?
Well, he would be on the Democrat side.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I don't think he'd be a serious contender in the United States the way it is today because he is supportive of every one of those bad issues we've talked about over and over again. And it isn't a case where it isn't even a case of Republican and Democrat anymore. Now it's only the craziness of the left of the Democrats. And because of that, and he holds to those views, all you got to do is see the laws that he's pushed forward and signed into law in the state of Illinois while he's been here. Chicago loves it, but everybody else in the state sure does.
That's right.
I mean, even to the point that you got some legislators carrying a bill to try to make us part of Indiana down south.
I saw that. Congressman Mike Boss, thanks so much for your time this morning, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it, Mark.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. We appreciate that. District 12 over there in Illinois. He's people are waking up to it. I'm telling you, it's not a fluke because I heard this way back in 2016. Union bosses are telling their members to vote for the Democrat, and the union members see what's happening, and they went out and they voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just a short term trend for sure. Kim, this story that we brought up earlier on Kim and a Whim. The phone lines lit up.
When I want to do it again, let's open the phone lines here just after the break. 314-241-9797. Talking about this executive order Trump just signed that will require that all commercial truck drivers in the United States be proficient in English. What do you think about it?
Yep, we'll get to that coming up. Stay tuned.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.